Now, we were talking about getting sick. If it did your throat, you'd say, did what? Made your voice?
Yeah. And you get hoarse.
Okay.
I had some of that this morning when I asked a blessing at the breakfast table. I didn't sound normal.
Yeah.
But it's gone in a few minutes.
When we were talking about, say the family's all standing at the table and everybody's ready to, dinner's on the table, and you might say what to them? They're all standing around. What would you say?
What kind of blessing do I ask? Is that what you want me
to? Well, no. Well, what would you say to them to give them to
get still and quiet.
They're all standing around the table. What would you say to them?
Be still and we'll have thanks.
Okay, and after you've had thanks, everybody does what?
Everybody go sit down and go eat. We usually sit down before I say the grace.
I see. Okay.
My wife usually will come and stand by the table because she's going to do something after I say that grace before she'll eat. She's got something else she's going to do every time. I'm all the time asked about, why don't you get things ready before you call me? Well, I'm going to do anything.
But usually you say grace after everyone has
seated himself. Mostly.
You say grace after everyone has sat.
It's at the table, yeah.
Is what?
Everybody around the table.
Has.
Except what I say. That's the way I fix my hands when I give thanks to the Lord at the table.
Well, Mr. you never say the blessing when people are standing. You always wait.
Yeah, I have.
You wait until everybody is.
Yeah. I have to a big crowd of men over there in Southern Emphema. Having a fish fry in the building. And I've turned thanks over there for them.
But
all standing.
But most of the time you wait until everyone has. In your own home, usually you wait until everyone
has. Everybody sit down at the table.
Okay.
And then they hold their head down while I talk.
Now, if you wanted somebody to get things going, you might say, well, go ahead and just
dive in, go ahead and hit yourself.
Okay. What if you decide not to eat something? What would you say? I don't
like that, I don't think. I don't believe I want any of that.
Okay, no.
I'll eat that some other time.
Oh, I don't believe I care
for any of that. I'll
don't
just
choose any of that?
Yeah. I'll skip that dish and eat some of that, maybe for supper.
I see. What would you call food that you say?
Well, sometimes you just don't have a desire to eat one certain food.
Yeah.
Your appetite don't crave. It don't look good to you and you just don't want to eat it. And you know it's good, you have eaten it, but
the
next meal, it might be just what you want. See?
That meal, you just don't choose to eat?
Yeah. I just refuse to eat when I don't want it.
Oh.
But I ate a ear of corn that long for my lunch.
How long?
About this long.
How long is that?
About 6-7 inches.
Now, perhaps you said you had more than you could eat at Sunday dinner. Sunday night, you might.